There's no substitute for experience, and when it comes to comedy experience, the cast and crew of a new Fox TV show have it in spades. Back to You stars Kelsey Grammer from Frasier and Patricia Heaton from Everybody Loves Raymond. The show premieres on Wednesday. NPR's Elizabeth Blair tells us what's in store.
If you were to take all of the sitcoms the folks making Back to You have worked on, you'd have a list of just about every hit and some of the flops of the last three decades.
One was called Women of the House with Delta Burke and Terry Garr. Actually, I can't remember the other two.
But Patricia Heaton's experience is nothing compared to director Jim Burrows.
I started on the Mary Tyler Moore Show in 1974, and then I did Newhart, Laverne and Shirley.
Taxi, Will and Grace. He's also worked with writers Stephen Levitan and Christopher Lloyd.
Started on The Golden Girls.
I then created Just Shoot Me.
Then went to a short-lived show called Down Home.
Then Stacked. I like to forget that one right now.
And Kelsey Grammer, his 20 years of sitcom experience can be summed up in one word.
Frasier.
With all of this collective wisdom about what makes a sitcom tick, Back to You has a pretty standard storyline. Grammer plays Chuck Darling, a newsman.
What's an anchorman but a loud guy who can keep people from flipping the channels, huh?
Who screws up big time at his network job and has to go back to his old station.
All right, people! Our new anchor is in the building!
Where he has to adjust to some new faces.
Oh, hello, I'm Chuck Darling.
Hi, Ryan Church.
Listen, could you move my car? I think I parked in the wrong spot.
Actually, I'm the news director, so.
Isn't that embarrassing? It's the black convertible.
Darling's biggest challenge is his co-anchor, Kelly Carr, played by Patricia Heaton.
Somebody parked a black convertible in my spot, and I didn't see it, and I just plowed right into it.
What?
Back to You isn't the first sitcom to make it sit a local news station. Co-creator and writer Stephen Levitan says it's fertile ground for comedy.
You've got people who think they're giant stars in little towns. You've got egos bumping up against each other. You've got a ticking clock, which is great for comedy, that everything's happening and we're working towards a show and we got to get it on the air. And that's all funny.
But the sit is irrelevant to director Jim Burrows. He thinks the writing, pacing, and characters are a lot more important. Burrows points out that some of the best sitcoms have had very simple concepts.
Friends, six people sitting around a coffee shop, a garage in New York City with a bunch of cab drivers, a bar in Boston, wow. The execution of the sit is more important than the sit.
Burrows and Kelsey Grammer have 20 years of experience working together, and it's almost as if they communicate in code, say writers Levitan and Lloyd.
It was a moment where Kelly, Patty Heaton's character, takes sort of a mild shot at Chuck and walks off. And we did it once, and it was funny, her part of it. But we said, oh, it'd be nice to have Kelsey do a little bit of a reaction there. But and then for us, that's that thing like, well, how do you ask Kelsey to give you a certain reaction? You don't want to tell him how to do it, so then we can go to Jimmy. But how, I'm interested, how is he going to convey this? He just goes, Kels, give me a number 42 on that. And Kelsey knew exactly when, I got you, I'll give you the chagrin number 17. And they did the scene, you know, 1 minute later, and he made a hilarious face and reaction. It was exactly what we wanted, but that kind of shorthand you cannot find anywhere else.
That did blow my mind. I mean, because he was doing a bit, you know.
He knew what.
But Kelsey knew what the bit was.
Well, listen, I'm going to run across the street for a quick bite. See you later.
I thought you had a date.
Yeah, I did, but she just canceled. Something about a flat tire and being stranded on the highway. I couldn't hear over the sirens.
The cast and crew of Back to You make it sound easy. But for them, the sitcom is serious business. Elizabeth Blair, NPR News.
And Kelsey Grammer tells us why acting guru Konstantin Stanislavski might have had kind words for the sitcom. That's at our website, npr.org.